Shall we stand and read God's word together?
我们是不是应该我们一起起立，我们来读神的话语
？First, we'll read in English and then in Chinese.
我们先用英文来读，然后我们再用中文来念。
Let's begin. Came to him, imploring him, kneeling down to him and saying to him, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." Then Jesus, moved with compassion, stretched out his hand and touched him and said to him, "I am willing. Be cleansed." As soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy left him, and he was cleansed. And he strictly warned him and sent him away at once, and said to him, "See that you say nothing to anyone, but go your way. Show yourself to the priest and offer for your cleansing those things which Moses commanded, as a testimony to them." However, he went out and began to proclaim it freely and to spread the matter.So that Jesus could no longer openly enter the city, but was outside in deserted places, and it came to him from every direction.
好，下面我们用中文一起来念，是在马可福音第一章，我们从四十节开始。有一个长大麻风的来求耶稣，向他跪下说：“你若肯，就必能叫我洁净了。”耶稣动了慈心，就伸手摸他，说：“我肯，你洁净了吧。”大麻风即时离开他，他就洁净了。耶稣严严地嘱咐他，就打发他走，对他说：“你要谨慎，什么话都不可告诉人，只要去把身体给祭司查看，又可以洁净了。献上摩西所吩咐的礼物，对众人做证据。”那人出去倒说许多的话，把这件事传扬开了，叫耶稣以后不得在黎明的进城，只好在外边旷野地方。人从各处就
Please be seated.
请坐。
May God bless those who read His word.
我们愿神祝福那些读他话语的人。
Our subject this morning is healing.
我今天早上的信息就讲到医治。
Now, Trisha said something to me recently.
翠霞最近跟我说过。
She said until she got sick, she cannot really understand how other people felt when they are sick.
所以她如果不是她自己生病的话，她确实不能够理解其他人生病的时候的感觉。
And we know what Jesus said, that he became man in order to...Know how we suffer.
因为我们也记得主耶稣说，他成为人，就是要知道我们人所经历的苦难。
So Jesus' claim is absolutely true because he's gone through it. He can understand what we go through. He's not just saying he understands. He's been through it.
所以当主耶稣说他能够完全明白理解我们人的时候，是因为他自己这样亲身的经历过，所以他才能说他真正的知道我们。
So even as we suffer, we know that God understands.
我们知道我们在受苦难的时候，神是非常的明白的。
And we pray for healing.
我们在这里祷告求医治。
And sometimes that healing doesn't come.
但我们求的时候，有的时候这医治没有来。
Or sometimes it takes a long time to come.
或者有的时候真是要很长的时间，后来来了。
How does Jesus look at healing?
但我们主耶稣他是怎么来看这个医治
？Because he healed so many people when he was on earth.
因为他在地上的时候，他医治了那么多的人。
Is that what he came to do? Was that his primary purpose to heal the sick?
所以来医治这些病人的话，是不是他的主要的目的呢
？Do we have a right to demand that he heals everyone today?
我们是不是要这样要求他要就医治我们每一个人呢
？In this story from Mark, a man with leprosy came to Jesus to be healed.
所以我们刚才读的这段圣经是讲到一个长大麻风的人他被得医治了
Jesus was his only hope to be free from disease, from isolation and loneliness
因为他知道只有主耶稣才能真正的医治他而且从他的孤独和被隔离主耶稣是唯一的拯救
When you've been through a serious illness, you feel isolated from others who are not ill
所以 当你有严重的疾病的时候，你会感觉到你自己好像和其他的人很健康的人是一个隔绝隔开来了。
And I imagine when you feel pain and no one can take that pain away from you, you feel lonely as well.
因为你当你在生着病的时候，你有病痛的时候，在你身上的时候，没有任何人能够减轻你这样的病痛。
Jesus healed this man's body, and then he said something interesting.
当主耶稣医治了这个大麻风的人的身体的时候，洁净他身体之后，他讲了一个非常值得注意的话。
He says, "Don't tell anyone."
他讲的是不要去告诉别人。
Jesus was concerned that news of his power would bring so many people just to be healed that he couldn't do his primary work, which is to preach the kingdom of God.
因为主耶稣他知道，他如果别人他去到处去传播讲他的时候，可能会有很多其他的人一起来找主耶稣医治，以至于妨碍了主耶稣他来到真正的在地上是传道的这项的工作。
In my mind, when I first read this story, I thought that he was doing a good thing because he's telling people about Jesus.
我在最初的时候，我读到这个讲大麻风病人被医治好的时候，他出去讲主耶稣医治了他的时候，我认为是个好事，因为他去告诉别人主耶稣。
But Jesus wasn't saying that to him just to have false humility. Oh, don't tell anyone. I don't want people to know. That's not his meaning.
所以主耶稣跟他说，叫他不要去跟别人讲，并不是主耶稣他自己好像有点假谦卑一样，说你不要去跟别人讲，我治好了你。
So in actual fact, this leper disobeyed Jesus by going and tell other people.
但我们知道，这个大麻风被医治的人，他后来没有遵照主耶稣的话去做，他是还是去跟别人讲了。
It says here, Jesus could no longer openly enter the city. He had to go to deserted places because so many people were mobbing him.
所以也正是因为他去到处跟别人讲了之后，主耶稣他不能再很明明的进城了，所以只能在旷野的地方待着。
Did you think about why did Jesus tell him to be examined by a priest and then to present the offering that was required?
当你读到时有没有想到主耶稣为什么说他洁净了他之后还是要他去找祭司来检查是否洁净，而且要按照摩西的律法献上他所当献的？
Because a leper is cast out from the community.
因为长大麻风的人是被这个他的社会团体是被隔离开来的。
Forced to live apart from everyone else because he is contagious.
因为什么要把他隔开来？因为他这个是传染的，会传染。
Only the priest had the authority to declare that this man had been healed. Only the priest can do that.
因为只有这样，如果宣布他是被真正的医治洁净的时候，只有祭司才有这个权柄说这个话。
So Jesus healed his body, but according to the law, the priest must restore his relationship by letting him come back into the village.
虽然主耶稣医治了他身体，洁净了他，但是还要让祭司来真正的宣布他洁净了之后，让他能够回到他们的社团当中。
So Jesus' aim was to heal the leper not only from leprosy, but also from being forsaken by the other people.
所以主耶稣不但是在这里医治了大麻风他这个病人，而且是也为了其他的人，让他能够完全回到他们的民众当中去。
Jesus still heals bodies today, sometimes through the gift of medical science.
因为主耶稣他在医治的时候，有的时候在现在，有的时候借着现代的医学的科学来医治。
Other times through praying,
还有其他是通过祷告。
And sometimes by his supernatural miracle, he can heal you immediately.
有的就是他的超自然的神迹来立刻的医治。
But Jesus is not only in the body healing business.
因为主耶稣他并不是仅仅做只是身体的治愈。
Because what I want to tell you today is that he came to make us whole.
因为我今天要跟你们讲的是，他要使得我们得到完全的医治。
Because the kingdom of God brings restoration not only to body but to spirit also.
因为神的国到了这里来，要我们不但是我们的身体得赎，而且是我们整个包括我们的灵里面要得赎。
See, without spiritual healing, even though you have physical healing, you still won't have peace. You still won't be satisfied.
如果你只有身体的医治，但没有灵里的真正的医治的话，你仍然没有平安，你仍然没有喜乐。
Although we wait for Jesus' second coming to make everything perfect, we still want a chance to be whole today while we live here.
虽然我们是在等待主耶稣他再来，使得我们能够真正的完全，我们现在也是要让我们真正的得到一个完全的医治。
Whenever Jesus healed the sick, there was always a purpose in his mind.
因为当主耶稣每次他医治病人的时候，他总有一个目的在里面。
He never healed for the sake of healing.
他不是为了医治而医治。
For one thing, we find that Jesus did not heal everyone who needed to be healed.
所以我们有的时候发现他有主耶稣他根本不做任何的医治。
Indeed, on many occasions, Jesus left after healing only one person, although there were many more that needed to be healed.
所以有的时候我们也可以看到主耶稣，他虽然许多人当中都需要得到医治的医治，但他只医治一个人。
Jesus healed the man at the pool of Bethsaida.
所以
Bethesda.
对，主耶稣他在伯赛达医治了一个人。
Jesus healed only one man that day.
他那天他只医治了他一个人，这个瘫子啊。
Yes, then we see in Mark earlier, it says, And Simon and those who were with him searched for him. When they found him, they said to him, Everyone is looking for you. But he said to them, Let's go into the next towns, that I may preach there also, because for this purpose I have come forth.
所以在这里讲到，西门和同伴，一起追着他去，遇见了，就对他说，众人都找你。耶稣对他们说，我们可以往别处去，到邻近的乡村。我也好在那里传道，因为这是我为这事出来的。
So Jesus is saying, my main purpose for coming is not just to heal the sick.
所以主耶稣在这里说，我真正的任务出来不是为了医治。
He came to preach.
他来是来传道的。
The healing miracles provided evidence that his teaching came from God with power.
所以他做医治是要来显明他的话是从神那里来的。
Indeed, he refused to perform signs to convince the leaders of who he was.
虽然他有的时候他会对着一些宗教的领袖们想要他一些显给他们看一些医治，他会拒绝。
We find that the religious leaders demanded signs from Jesus.
我们也看到有一处特别是宗教的领袖们，他们想叫耶稣给他们行一个神迹给他们看。
But the request for a sign was not really from their heart.
但是主耶稣是知道，他们这样子要主耶稣行神迹，并不是从他们心里面真正的要神迹。
Because just before they asked for a sign, Jesus had healed multitudes of people in front of them.
因为在他们要求主耶稣做神迹的时候，实际上主耶稣已经在他们面前医治了许多的人。
So to ask for a sign from Jesus was insincere.
因为知道他们这样子要主耶稣做个神迹给他们看，并不是出于他们里面真正真心。
They had already seen many signs.
因为他许多看了许多的神迹已经。
Jesus would not perform miracles for Herod.
主耶稣也没有在希律面前做任何的神迹。
Herod asked for a sign from Jesus.
因为希律他要主耶稣能够给他神个神迹给他看。
He wanted Jesus to perform for him.
他要主耶稣在他面前去做给他看。
When Herod saw Jesus, he was exceedingly glad, but for the wrong reason. For he had desired for a long time to see him, because he had heard many things about him, and he hoped to see some miracle done by him. Then he questioned him with many words, but he answered him nothing.
所以希律看见耶稣就很喜欢，因为听见他的听见过他的事。久已想要见他，并且指望看他行一件神迹，于是问他许多的话，耶稣却一言不答。
Jesus performed miracles only when he had a special reason for doing them.
当主耶稣他做他的神迹的时候，他一定有他特别的目的。
Each and every healing and miracle that Jesus did had to do with his identity as the Messiah.
所以主耶稣做的医治也好，神迹也好。都要需要来显明他就是那个弥赛亚。
He never healed someone specially for that person's benefit only.
他医治的那个人并不是仅仅为了那个人的好处而已。
There was always a greater purpose for his miracle.
因为有个更高的一个目的在里面。
We need healing, but even more, we need to be made whole.
因为我们是需要医治，但我们更重要的是得到了痊愈。
We need wholeness in life.
我们要我们的一生是一个完整的，一个完整的一生。
In our relationships, we need to be healed from fear and selfishness.
因为我们从我们的里面，我们的情感里面，我们要排除我们的恐惧和我们的自私。
We need a lot more other healing than just physical sickness.
我们真正需要的许多的医治不但只是身体上的医治。
Jesus said his healing miracles were to display God's works. And so that God will receive glory.
所以啊，他在这里讲到啊，主耶稣他的医治的这些人是要神得到荣耀。
So in John chapter 9 verse 3, Jesus answered, "Neither this man or his parents sinned, but that the works of God would be revealed in him."
所以在约翰福音九章三节里面讲到这个人他并不是他的原因或者是他的父母的原因，他所以有这样子的病，是因为要彰显神的荣耀。
Even the blindness of this man was for a special purpose.
因为这个瞎子，他里面有神的旨意在他身上。
That God's glorious work can be seen through him.
因为神的荣耀的工作能够经过他被彰显出来。
Jesus said the same thing about Lazarus.
主耶稣同样讲到拉撒路的死的时候也是这样。
When Jesus heard that Lazarus had died, he said, "This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it."
因为在约翰福音十一章里面讲到当耶稣听到拉撒路死的时候，就说他这个病不至于死，他是为了要荣耀神，让神的儿子在其中得到荣耀。
So the reason for healing was not for the personal benefit of those who were sick, but for the glory of God.
所以我们知道主耶稣在医治这个病人的时候，不但只是为了这个人得到痊愈，而且是真要荣耀神。
But I'm not saying we shouldn't pray for physical illness to be healed. I'm not saying that.
我不是说我们不在这里不求我们身体得到医治。
But we have to understand why God sometimes say yes,and sometimes no, or sometimes later.
所以我是要大家知道为什么神有的时候我们在求的时候神会说不，有的时候会说可以，有的时候会说要等待。
You see, for that insincere request from Herod, Jesus said nothing, didn't even answer him.
所以你可以从这里看，当希律的时候，在希律要耶稣给他显神迹的时候主耶稣一句话都不说。
God has a higher purpose for us.
是主他有更神有更高的旨意在我们身上。
Because the greatest treasure he can give us to recreate us and make us whole again the way that he created Adam and Eve.
所以他真正的要我们得到的是完全的医治，所让我们能够真正的回到他起初他造亚当的那个心意里面去。
I want you to pay attention to these next four verses because the English words are different, but the Greek word is all the same.
下面我们其实要读四段的圣经的时候，请看特别注意这句话里面讲到虽然英文里面是有不同，但是在希腊文里面它都是同样的一个字。
So it says here, "But Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, 'Daughter, be of good comfort, thy faith hath made thee whole.'" That's the word. "And the woman was made whole from that hour."
所以我们先看中文一下哈，在这里主耶稣转过来看见他，就说：“女儿，放心，你的信救了你。”在这里，他有一个英文是个 hope 救了你。从那时起，那女人就痊愈了。这个痊愈中文也是从他那个英文里面 hope 翻出来 ，made hope 翻出来。
But 那个 the Chinese word 救了你 ，that is correct because in the original Greek it means save。
所以中文刚才讲的是救了你，他这个英文里面后和没后它是对的他说这个就是意义，就是这个意义就是救了他们从
So the Chinese translation is accurate.
所以中文的翻译是对的。
And then again in Acts chapter 4 it says, "If we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he is made whole." Same word, save.
所以他在这里也是同样一样讲治民的官府和长老倘如今日因为在残疾人身上所行的善事查问我们他是怎样得了痊愈，同样的这句话痊愈也是被
but it's safe
也是被拯救的意思。
Here they use the word safe, but it comes from the same Greek word sozo.
所以他是从英文这个词讲到这个后我们叫做痊愈或者医治或者拯救，他是从希腊文里面这个字叫做 sozo 的。
For he shall save his people from their sins.
所以他是来主耶稣来是要拯救他的子民脱离罪。
And then the last verse that I want to use as an example, the same word save here is also the same word that says made whole.
所以我同样下面这段经文也是要讲的是讲到拯救的意思，也就是讲到一个英文里面是讲到一个完整。
He saved others. Let him save himself if he be the Christ, the chosen of God. They were mocking him.
所以这是在主耶稣在挂在十字架上，有人在嘲笑他，百姓站在那里观看，官府也嗤笑他说嗤笑他说，他救了别人，他若是基督，神所拣选的，可以救自己吧。
Okay, this is an important point today, so I'll go through those four verses again really fast. You can just speed read them. First one here, made whole. Second one, made whole. Third one, saved. Fourth one, saved.
所以刚才我们很快的把这个四个再回一遍，实际上每个里面真正讲的是拯救，拯救。我们虽然中文里面有看到痊愈，痊愈，但里面就讲的真正的是个拯救，拯救。
Because the same word is translated 7-8 different ways, but it all centers around saving us from sin and being made whole.
所以在这里虽然这一个字它有七八种的翻译，但是里面真正的意义都是这个词根是拯救，让我们把我们从罪中拯救出来。
This word sozo occurs 110 times in the New Testament.
所以这个词根希腊词根sozo 它里面一共在新约里面有110次。
To preserve us from danger, to protect us from danger,
让我们从避免从危险当中把我们拉出来。
To heal us, to save us, to be made whole,
或者是来医治我们，来拯救我们，让我们能够成为得到完全的一个完整的一个医治。
In one or two places, they even use this word to tell us it delivers us from the final judgment because we believe in Jesus.
有一处特别还讲到是，他这个拯救是让我们能够经过这个大宝座的审判。
This word is rich in theological meaning.
所以这个字本身是有非常非常丰富的话语的意思在里面。
So it's describing healing and salvation that only comes from Jesus Christ.
所以我们知道医治和拯救只有从主耶稣来。
To understand what God offers us, we need to trust in Jesus for our salvation. To understand the gift that He's giving.
如果我们要真正明白神所赐给我们的是何等恩典的话，是怎样拯救的话，我们只有真正的要去明白我们认识我们的主耶稣。
Our real need is to be made whole and complete because we are broken now.
因为为什么我们有这样的需要，我们要得到完全的医治和拯救，是因为我们已经是破碎。
So the forgiveness saves our soul and the forgiveness makes us whole.
所以这个赦免使医治完全的医治了我们，而且使我们得以完全。
Now let me tell you about one of my favorite authors, Ernest Hemingway.
所以我想跟你们讲一下我特别最最感兴趣的一个人，叫海明威。
He is a man's man, they say.
他可以说在男子当中是个真正的男子汉。
Just like Paul says, I'm a Hebrew of Hebrews. This Hemingway is a man of men.
就像保罗讲的，我是希伯来人的希伯来人。就像这个海明威他说的，他就是男中的豪杰了，男子汉。
His life experiences included bullfighting,
他所经历他能够一个斗牛的勇士
,lion hunting,
他也去打狮子
,expert fisherman,
就是钓鱼的高手
,and also a hero in the war,
而且是打仗的是一个勇敢的战士。
But this is what he said about himself,
这也是他对他说他自己。
This is for older people to understand because some of us don't know what tubes are. But anyway, it says, I live in a vacuum that is as lonely as a radio tube when the batteries are dead and there is no current to plug into.
所以他在这里形容执行自己就像一个真空管，那个时候的收音机如果它没有电，对吧，也没有地方去插电的话，他就像他描写他自己就像一个真空的放在那里的一个收音机一样。
Because that's how radios used to work with vacuum tubes that when power comes in, it slowly turns red, and then you hear music.
他老的时候，他一个像一个像喇叭嘛，就是喇叭里面，他真正要插了电之后，让它转起来之后，它的声音才从里面出来。
But today nobody wants to wait for anything. It has to be instant.
所以现在可能大家没有再耐心来等待，像这样的机器放出音乐来。大家都是很希望立刻立即。
But he's saying like he feels like something that needs power, but there's no power, so he cannot function.
所以只讲他自己，他描述自己就相当于他是很有能力，但是他没有这个源头，能力的源头，所以他无可奈何，什么都不能做。
Hemingway was such an alcoholic that it caused him depression.
所以海明威他确确实实是一个酗酒的人，以至于导致他非常的低沉。
and he needed shock therapy to his brain in order to fix his depression.
所以他有的时候真要来医治他这个啊消沉啊这个这个受压抑，他一定要用电击来击他好，能够啊这样的医治来使他能够清醒过来。
But the shock therapy also made him lose his memory and his skill of writing, which he's famous for.
所以他啊真正讲起来，他这个。这样的医治哈，让那个电击来使得他不但伤了他的脑子，而且也使得他的写作，他的写作的技能啊大大的衰退。
So in the middle of treatments at the Mayo Clinic, he left and he went home to Idaho.
所以他在医治的过程中，最后他受不了了，他离开那个诊所，他回到爱德华去了。
Then one early Sunday morning, he felt that life was too painful to continue living.
所以有一天在星期天的早上，他实在觉得他的痛苦实在啊使他难以能够承受。
So he rose from his bed, went down to the basement, and picked out a shotgun.
所以他从床上起来，然后走到他的地下室，他选了一把啊手枪。
He returned upstairs, found a place to sit down.And he placed the barrel of the shotgun between his teeth and he blew his brains out.
所以他找了一个地方坐下来，然后把枪管子放在他两个牙齿中间咬住，然后他扳动了那个扳手，以至于他的整个头啊被啊炸了一半。
He was only a few weeks before his 62nd birthday.
所以啊他这啊在他大概就几天就差几天就要啊62岁生日。
But what is little known about Hemingway is that he was born to parents who were faithful followers of Jesus Christ.
所以大家可能平常都不太知道的，他实际上他出生在了一个家庭是非常啊跟随主的。
He was raised in an evangelical home.
他所啊成长的家庭是一个福音派的家庭。
His father was a doctor in Chicago who was a personal friend of D.L. Moody, the founder of Moody Bible School.
所以他爸爸是那个穆迪很有名的啊，穆迪这个神学院的建造人啊，他爸爸是医生，他也是他的个人的好朋友，叫穆迪。
In his youth, Hemingway himself was a dedicated churchgoer.
所以海明威他自己，他在年轻的时候，他也是一个啊非常专注，他是常啊去教会的人。
But I think that's part of the trouble.
我想这就是他的一个啊主要的问题。
Because they say he was a dedicated churchgoer, but doesn't mean he's a dedicated follower of Jesus Christ.
所以在这里讲的是他是啊很注重要去教会，但是在这里并没有讲他是一个真正的是一个跟随基督徒的人。
After leaving home to join the army, Hemingway left his faith.
所以当他离开家去参军的时候，他就啊不再相信。
And he wrote a story based on his own life.
所以他写的故事是根据完全根据他自己的故事。
The story talks about a man and his son, and they were estranged from each other.
他写的故事就是讲这个父亲和儿子中间一个非常一个隔绝的一个关系。
It resulted in the son running away from home and became a bullfighter, just like he did.
所以他写的这个人就是讲这个儿子他从出家离开家庭走了去成为一个斗牛士。
Background of the story was set in Spain.
所以那个讲的故事是讲的地点是讲的在西班牙。
Over the years the father was so sad about the broken relationship that he searched all over Spain for his son.
所以他的父亲讲了个故事，那个父亲他要去对他儿子跟他这样的关系非常的难过，所以他决定他要一定要去寻找他的儿子。
Finally, he took out an ad in the local newspaper with these words.
所以他最后决定他要在当地的报纸上面登了这一条的广告。
The son's name is Paco, a very common name in Spain.
所以这个这个儿子他写作里面的这个儿子呢叫做 Paco, 是非常普遍的一个普通的名字在当地。
Meet me at the Montana Hotel noon Tuesday. All is forgiven, Papa.
所以他这条广告就写的是，能不能我们在蒙塔纳这个旅馆，我们中午的时候是个星期二，我们见下面，我要赦免所有的一切，下面落款是爸爸。
On that Tuesday, more than 800 Pacos showed up at the hotel.
所以你要想象到那天星期二的时候，大概超过800人 要来到这个地方来，到他们的旅馆前。
Every Paco there thought it was their father riding him.
所以很多的他们这些儿子都有这个名字叫 Paco， 因为他很啊、很当地的名字很用的很多，他们以为他们的父亲都要来赦免他们。
The theme of this story was written by another writer who called it the father's wound, the pain in the father's heart.
所以同样的啊，讲到同样的故事的时候，在另外一个作者也写到，他的名字写的是父亲的伤痛。
This wound is found in so many men and boys in today's society.
实际上，这样的伤痛在现今也是一样，在所有的啊孩子和父亲当中同样的存在。
Some of us are tragically separated from our parents.
所以有的是非常悲剧性的啊，让父亲和孩子啊中间的这样的分开隔离。
Even though we are physically close, we are emotionally distant.
虽然我们可能我们人看来我们之间好像站得很近很靠拢，但实际上我们里面的思想境界，我们的感情方面实际上是非常相差的非常非常的远。
Isn't this the story of the prodigal son?
这个故事是不是很像我们讲到的浪子那个里面的故事？
Prodigal son is far away from the father, sinning.
所以我们讲到在圣经里面讲到的浪子，他是愿意离开父亲，越远越好。
But the older brother was physically close to the father, but not emotionally close to the father. He didn't like the father.
但是那个大儿子，他是跟父亲天天都在住在一起，对吧？虽然他天天住在一起，但是实际上他跟父亲之间的关系可以说也相当的远。
Someone said that the sinners are the prodigals or outside, but the older brothers are sometimes sitting in the church, very close to God physically, but not in the heart.
所以有人形容这样子，就是说好像那个还没有得到福音的人，好像是还没有接受福音的人，比作是那个浪子在外面。那么比作我们已经得到福音是基督徒的，我们是大儿子，虽然是在神的家里面与神的那么近，但是我们里面的心却没有那么近。
We can be dedicated churchgoers, but not dedicated disciples.
我们虽然可能我们很认真的，我们都来到教会，但是我们可能没有真正的愿意来做主的门徒。
So we have to cry out to Jesus to save us.
所以我们一定要向主耶稣呼求，来真正的拯救和医治我们。
To make us complete in our relationship with Him,
让我们真正得到一个痊愈，重新建立我们和父的关系。
That is what Jesus meant when He said, "You shall be made whole, you shall be saved."
所以这就是主耶稣所讲的，你要得到全医治，你要得到完全的医治。
Not that we don't pray for sickness to be healed, but there is one sickness even more important than physical, and that is our sin.
所以不但是我们的身体的疾病我们要得到医治，我们真正的里面最大的问题就是我们的罪要得到铲除。
Wonderful, talented preacher Tony Campolo told a story about a church in Oregon.
所以有一个传道人在这个俄勒冈的那个教会里面这样说。
Tony Campolo, very good.
叫Tony, 他是一个非常好的一个传道人。
He was asked to pray for a man who had cancer.
所以有人要请他来为一位有癌症的病人来祷告。
The next week, he got a phone call from the man's wife.
所以下个星期呢，后面一个星期，他就得到那个病人的他的太太给他打电话。
She said, "You pray for my husband. He had cancer."
所以你呢，能不能为我的丈夫祷告？因为他有癌症。
Campolo thought that when he heard her use the past tense that his cancer was in the past, that means he's been cured.
所以因为他太太在打电话时跟他讲他先生有过这个癌症，所以他听到在电话里面听的时候好像讲的过去时，这是过去有癌症，所以呢他就
But then the next thing she said was he died.
然后后面一句话他的那个病人的太太说他死了。
Campolo felt terrible.
所以这个传道人觉得非常的难过。
And she knew, so she said, "Don't feel bad. When he came to that church that Sunday, he was filled with anger towards God."
所以那个他的太太也继续跟他说你不要太难过，但是当他下个礼拜来到教会的时候，
上个
礼拜
就是
上
he's dead already.
他是上个礼拜在他死之前上个礼拜来到那个教会的时候，他里面是完全的非常的愤怒。
Because he knew he was going to die and he hated God.
所以他那个时候他知道他要死了，所以他非常的恨神。
He was only 58 years old. He wanted to see his children and his grandchildren.
因为他在 grow up. 他才58岁，他希望能看到他的孩子长大和他的孙子能够长大。
He was angry that this all-powerful God would not take his sickness away from him.
因为他非常不满意、愤怒，是因为神为什么不把他身上的疾病拿走
？So I said he laid in bed and cursed God.
所以他后来他就躺在床上就在咒诅神。
The more his anger grew towards God, the more miserable he was to people around him.
当他这样的诅咒神的时候，他对待他周围的人是更加的更加的就是说
难
做了，让周围的人很难跟他能够在一起。
It was awful just to be in the same room as this dying man.
所以那个时候，如果真是很难能够同样在房间里面一直围绕他的身边，是非常非常难的。
But then she told Tony, after you prayed for him, a peace had come over him.
所以他就这位妻子继续跟这个托尼讲，他说当你为他祷告了之后，有平安就来了。
A joy came into him.
而且还有喜乐来进到他的里面了。
The last 3 days have been the best days of our lives.
所以最后在他生命的最后的三天，可以说是他一生中最最好的三天。
We sang, we laughed, we read the Bible, and we prayed together.
所以我们在一起唱诗，我们欢笑，我们在一起读圣经。
So I thank you for laying your hands on him and praying for healing.
所以我真是感谢你，你愿意按手在他身上，为他得到的完全医治。
And then she said something profound.
然后她讲了一句话，更加的深奥。
She said he wasn't cured, but he was healed.
但是她讲的话说，他虽然没有得到好像医治，但是他得到了完全的治愈。
Rembrandt painted the raising of the cross in 1633.
所以一个人他就画了这样的一幅的油画。
The white turban that you see, that man in the back, is Rembrandt, him represents the artist himself.
他一讲这个人戴的这个有这个帽子围在头上的哈，他就是代表他一个画的这个人的自己。
Because artists in those days sometimes wore turbans to protect their hair from getting paint on it.
有的时候因为他们特别是画家。他们在画这幅油画的时候就头上要戴这些布把它包起来，是怕这些这个墨这些油墨会搞到他们头上。
I think those painters must be pretty crazy because when you're painting, I don't know how you could get paint on your hair unless you just.
所以我想这些画家们他们在画画时可能非常的疯狂，我都不敢想象他们这些墨怎么会画到他们自己头上去。
It's interesting because in those days they didn't have turbans like that.
但你要真的想到在耶稣那个时候的时候，他们那个时候没有人真正戴这种头上的这个包头。
It did not fit in the historical context.
所以这个东西本身它并不能完全符合当时的这个生活的情况。
But it represents that he is part of the picture.
所以这也是表示从另一方面来，他要想把他画家自己能够放在这个照片这个画画的当中。
And、then at the bottom of the picture you see here, this is Rembrandt himself wearing the beret.
所以我们这个看到这个才是真正的画家他自己我们看下面他戴了一个帽子一个橄榄帽哈、那个、
And we know back in those days they had no berets.
但我们也知道在那个时候他没有那个样子的帽子。
So this is not just a painting of the crucifixion.
所以我们知道这里不仅仅只是在画我们的主耶稣他受难。
It is Rembrandt reminding us to put ourselves there at the crucifixion.
所以这是这位画家原本他自己提醒我们让我们把我们自己能够放到真正的主耶稣他的受难当中去。
It is the artist's confession of his own guilt in Jesus' crucifixion.
这是一个这个画家他自己的一个认罪的一个方式来表达自己。
See, people were mocking Jesus up to the last moment.
我们知道许多人仍然在最后在嗤笑主耶稣，直到他最后的时刻仍然在这样做。
Save yourself, they said.
他们讲的说，让他救他自己吧。
But in this saving, it's not salvation. Jesus doesn't need salvation.
因为主耶稣这里我们讲的救，并不是说他需要拯救，从最终拯救。因为主耶稣他不需要这样子从最终的拯救。
What he needed was the connection back with God, because at that moment God turned His face away from Jesus, because He carried all our sins.
因为那个时候讲的主耶稣，他是需要和神连接在一起， 因为主耶稣在当时他担负了我们全人类的罪，因为他父神才转眼不看他。
So in that sense, the word still fits. It's the same word, save, but to be restored, to be connected, to be made whole.
所以在那里同样讲的这句话，我们叫医治、痊愈或者拯救也好，那里要的是我们的重新和父神的关系重新被建立起来。
None of us can really fully understand the greatness of our sins.
所以我们真正讲，我们是没有办法真正明白我们的罪是对我们的影响是多么多么的深，多么多么大。
Nor could any of those people at the cross.
我们知道没有任何的一个人能够超过我们主耶稣所知道的这个罪，他的那个诠释。
Rembrandt is also the artist who hid another wonderful message in another one of his paintings.
所以这位画家他在另外一幅画中又来显明或者含示的一点他要所提示的。
I've shown you this picture before. This is Rembrandt's drawing of the prodigal son returning.
所以他画的这幅画是我以前给你们看过的，是讲到浪子回头的这幅画。
But the special thing is the father's hands, remember?
我们特别注意到的是这个父亲他的这双手。
In a clear picture, you can see that this is more of a woman's hand and this is more of a man's hand.
如果你仔细地看的话，你可以注意到这两双手是不一样，一个好像是女人的手，另外一个手好像是男人的手。
It is another poetic message of how God is everything to us.
这就是画家他要向我们显明神是所有的一切。
Forgiveness makes us complete, makes us whole.
所以赦免使得我们得到完全的医治。
Salvation is more than physical healing.
所以救恩不只是我们身体的医治。
Salvation opens the door to forgiveness and a wholeness, even when we are sick physically.
所以这个救恩只开了这样的一个门，让我们得到完全的医治，虽然我们是在身体上有病。
When the sick came to be healed, Jesus began by doing what? Forgiving their sins first.
所以我们在主耶稣他在医治之前，首先他是愿意赦免这个罪。
Son, be of good cheer, your sins are forgiven you.
所以他说你放心去吧，你已经被赦免了。
To them, Jesus was claiming something that he could not have done, which is to forgive sins.
所以主耶稣在那里他已经做了什么事情，但是他还没有做的事情。
Something that he is not qualified because they thought he was just human,
对
not God.
Yeah, 当时他做了这件事情，在别人看来他是没有这个权柄来赦免。
So Jesus rebuked them and said, "Why do you have those terrible thoughts in your mind?"
所以主耶稣才会讲他们，你们为什么有这样的心意在你们的心中呢？
What is easier to say that your sins are forgiven or to say get up and walk?
所以他就说，到底哪一件难做呢？是被赦免呢，还是说你起来走吧？
So his question reminds us that there is a connection between our sin and our suffering.
所以他的问题就告诉我们在我们的病和我们的难处当中罪是连接在一起的。
So when Jesus was healing people, he wasn't simply performing miracles.
所以主耶稣在医治的时候，他不只是行了一个神迹。
He was showing us that the healing miracles was a restoration of brokenness.
所以他在这里的医治是要把我们成为一个完全，让我们的破碎得以完全。
The order that God designed has been broken by man.
因为神的最初的创造已经被我们人因为罪而破碎破坏。
Because disease and death are not natural to God's creation, they violate God's creation.
因为这些疾病和这些疾病不是神的原造，而是它是完全是违反了神的原造。
The perfect order that God gave Adam and Eve was ruined by sin.
因为神所给亚当和夏娃所给赐给他们是因着罪。
So Jesus came to deal with sin first, and then the consequence of sin, which is sickness.
所以主耶稣他来首先要针对的对付的就是罪，而且然后才是有罪而引起的疾病。
Now I'm not saying that every sick person in here is guilty of some terrible sin. That's not what I'm saying.
我在这里我并不是讲我们许多当中有人生病的话，一定他有什么罪在他里边。
But it is the result of humanity's sin.
因为讲的是我们整个人类所犯的罪所造成的结果的疾病。
Christ's miracles were signs that he would come again.
所以我们知道在这里讲到神的神迹，他还会继续显明。
And he will restore the order.
他会重新建立神所创造的这个秩序。
He will make things whole and he will make us whole.
它会让整个事情重新有一样的一个顺序，也让我们得到一个完全的痊愈。
In a practical sense, when Jesus says, "Is it easier to say you are healed, or is it easier to say take up your mat and walk?" Of course, it is easier to say you are forgive. It is easy to say you are forgiven, but hard to say get up and walk.
所以啊，主耶稣在这里讲到，是问到我们人讲起来到底哪一个是比较容易呢？是说你的啊罪被赦免了，或者说你拿起你的褥子起来走吧，哪一个赦免啊？哪一个容易呢？在我们人看来，好像是赦免的罪容易。
Anyone can say your sins are forgiven.
所以大家都可以随便说啊，你的罪被赦免了。
But he proves it by enabling him to get up and walk.
所以，但是主耶稣他用他的大能显明了他的这个话的权柄，是说叫这个人拿起他的褥子起来走吧。
It is clear that the miracles that Jesus performed was designed to show people that he had the authority to forgive sins and that he is the one who saves us.
所以主耶稣他所神的行迹医治在这里是要我们显明他是有这样的权柄行这样的事情，而且他是真正的拯救。
Let Jesus make us whole again.
让耶稣成为我们真正的拯救。
In the spiritual sense,
在属灵的方面。
And if he has the purpose for us, also to heal us physically.
如果按照了他旨意，同样的也在我们身体上面也得到医治。
But if he does not, we cannot demand it.
如果他暂时不愿意医治我们的身体，我们也不能强求。
It doesn't always mean that our sickness will be cured.
我们也不并不能说一定保证我们这个疾病会得到复原。
But Jesus can heal our brokenness and so on.
但是主耶稣他会拯救我们的破碎。
So we'll sing that closing hymn which I love.
所以下面我们要唱一首结束的诗歌，是我最喜欢的。
It describes the love of God that excels and exceeds every other kind of love.
所以那是描述我们主的他的爱，神的大爱超过所有一切。
Let us pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, sometimes we think that if we have faith and we pray, everything will be given to us.
父啊，我们有的时候我们会想象到，只要我们有信心，我们所有的祷告的话，我们都会得到。
But we know it doesn't only work that way.
我们知道事情常常不是这样的。
Because even Christ said, "Your will be done, not His will."
因为主耶稣他就说，愿你的旨意成就，而不是我的。
Your will is perfect.
你的旨意是完全的。
We may not think so.
我们虽然不这样想。
But help us to ask for the right healing.
但是帮助我们，要求我们来向你呼求祈求真正的痊愈。
Every day we need to be made whole.
我们每一天我们都要在你面前完全。
Because sin has broken us.
因为是罪把我们破碎了。
Broken our relationships.
因为破碎了我们和你的关系。
Even broken our health.
因为甚至我们的健康也是一样破碎。
It's broken the world.
整个世界也在破碎。
And that's why you tell us the whole world groans and waits for Christ's return.
这也是你告诉我们，整个你的创造都在叹息当中等待你的再来。
Give us that vision.
给我们你的意象。
So we know the different ways that you bless us.
我们知道你经过通过不同的途径来祝福我们。
We thank you for coming to save us.
我们谢谢你来到地上来拯救我们。
You've given us your son.
你不但把你自己的儿子给了我们
Let us treasure that gift
让我们真是宝贝你的宝贝儿子
And let it be a guarantee of what we will have in the future
真是让我们在每一天的道路上面我们真正的有我们的主耶稣基督在我们里面
to live in perfection and eternity with you
真是我们为着你的永远而活
We look forward to that day
我们真是仰望盼望那一天早日的到来
Bless us as we leave this place.
当也祝福我们每一个人，我们散去的脚步。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们祷告了，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.